The end of having to fix what's wrong is nigh. Why wouldn't we want to fix what's wrong? Because nothing is wrong. It is what it is how it is, and it is just a phase, it is just a place, it is just how it is, for now. I am sure you are asking yourself, has she finally gone completely insane? But I have always been like this. Because this is the only place where you can be happy, growing, doing what you want to do. When nothing is wrong. And until yesterday I hadn't found a way to teach it. Because it is so difficult to teach what you have known forever. So I had to go all the way to where it isn't so, and have compassion, ruthless compassion, and not pontificate from any other place. Be there so you can get to some other place, where there is nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with you, nothing wrong with them, nothing wrong with it. Inside a world that you define, a world where things, people, you are not fixed, the wrong disappears. I have been watching movies during this 4-day weekend, and I just got a realization, what truly turns me on, puts my ass in gear is making the unlikely winner win. Yeah. That. And it just so happens that with humanity being stuck on Homo sapiens sapiens level that in fact includes us all, but especially my clients and students. I used to be exactly like that myself. Abused, unwanted, unsupported, my chances for a good life were between zero and none. And although I never achieved physical or monetary happiness, or not really, having had a weak constitution from birth, and having no interest in money, I have achieved the good life where I am joyful, enjoying life, and fulfilled, having been able to do the work I am most suited to do. And can be the best at. Maybe in the world. Yesterday, marked the day, November 27, 2021 numerical vibration, 16-7. Dumping depression. DNA of the soul. How apt. Okay, what the F. happened yesterday? Lol. I can see your faces asking this question, part anger, part curiosity. Okay. I managed to go as deep and as high, in the same session as I have ever gone. Could I go deeper? Could I go higher? I have no idea. The goal of life is to become better, just a little bit better every day. And I have been living that every day I am getting better and better. No other goal, nothing more to attain, just that. One way I measure that accomplishment is looking at what someone can see when I am done for them for the day. I have a student who for the past 9 years, almost to the day, hadn't been able to move from where he was. Until yesterday. Today I saw the first real movement. A quote. Hi Sophie, this is the first time since coming to your classes that I have not been left devastated after finding out such harsh news. Actually what I found out today is the harshest of any news I've gotten. It was only after the context, I am an expanding human being in process that I did not get stuck with the finality of the news. I'm sharing this first because I wanted you to know that what I come up with in formulating my share is genuine. Here are some iterations of what I want to communicate. After her class, I don't feel or have any need to hate myself. After her class, the urge to blame myself for the worst things I've done is not there. End quote. We learned a way to be perfectly fine even though I am at rock bottom. End quote. I can see that harshest criticism of me is not personal. End quote. It doesn't make sense to be ashamed of myself. End quote. We remove the pressure of having to be perfect ever. End quote. My low status is not the end of the world. End quote. I can finally forgive myself for everything. End quote. For the first time I don't need anyone else to believe in me. It's as if the fat lady doesn't get to sing. Everything is a part of the process. You see, until one gets that. In a world that condemns you, judges you, that where you are, what you have, what you do is inside a process. And therefore cannot be wrong. You cannot really change anything, not yourself, not your life. Until then you don't have the power to declare having hit rock bottom. Until then you are just flailing, always behind the eight ball, where chances are you can move up are between zero and none. And, of course, moving you from behind the eight ball to success is what inspires me most. As I have said in the beginning of this article. Like the two losers in Trading Places. A 1984 movie I just watched again. They managed to not get stuck in anger, revenge, or in sulking. And they won. And won big. I delivered the magic bullet yesterday's turning point session. It was a trial run for the Learn to Create a Context workshop, a live workshop I'll start next Saturday at noon EST. It will go, every Saturday, until I am satisfied. Learn to create a context for a happy life. If you just want to get a taste of how it goes, you can get yesterday's session recording. Get recording of 11:27. Read the article and get the links at https://www.yourvibration.com/67595.